Iran has threatened to close the Straits of Hormuz, the maritime choke point which controls much of the world's oil. The straits lie between Iran and Oman, so tankers carrying most of the oil from Iraq, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Qatar and the UAE have to pass through them. Iran's blocking threat was a reaction to the European Union decision to impose sanctions on the Iranian central bank. The EU has also banned further oil contracts between its member states and Iran. The European and American pressure is aimed at putting the squeeze on Iran's nuclear program. Houman Majd is an Iranian journalist and author who lives in the United States, but regularly travels back to Iran. In fact, he's just returned from a 9-month research trip to the country. I asked Houman Majd about the effect of sanctions on the Iranian economy.
Well, they're going to have a huge effect if indeed they become manageable for the West and for Asia. I mean, right now, Japan is hesitating a little bit and is talking about getting waivers. They feel like they will try to buy oil from other countries in the Middle East. But still, there is going to be trade in oil.
But there is already an effect of sanctions, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing to remember is that Iran has amassed a huge chest of foreign exchange reserves. Huge. Some people estimate $70 billion, some people estimate $200 billion. And they could last probably a fair amount of time, at least the government can and the economy can function for a fair amount of time as these sanctions take effect and as the price of oil probably goes up a little bit and as they find ways to sell the oil outside of the dollar system.
But they are spending a lot, aren't they, on, for instance, big handouts to the poor, and also on, they spend a lot of money on bringing people out to pro-government demonstrations. They deny that, of course, but nobody really believes their denials.
No. Well, they spend money on their, I mean, whether it's specifically to say, you know, I'm giving you this money to come out and demonstrate, or I'm giving you this money because you're a Basij, is almost, you know, irrelevant. Yes, they do spend money.
Just to explain that, the Basiji are a sort of paramilitary force.
Yes, the paramilitary force under the Revolutionary Guard, and there's lots of them. I mean, you know, probably as many as a million in Iran who are members of the Basij and very loyal to the system because the system takes good care of them.
And that's very expensive to keep up.
It is expensive. I mean, they don't pay them a lot of money because most of them have regular jobs, too, and they're not officially on the payroll, but they get handouts all the time. They get subsidies and stuff like that. They get preferential prices and so on and so forth. There are a lot of advantages to be in the Basij, which is why most of the ranks come from the less educated, the poorer people in Iran. Yes, that's true. But in a weird way, as we say, you know, people say, well, the sanctions are affecting Iran, and look at the exchange rate on the Iranian currency, the rial, it's dropped by 50% in the last month or 2 months. Well, that's actually to the advantage of Iran, which has a lot of foreign exchange, foreign currencies. And when they're not paying these Basij, they're not paying these subsidies in dollars. They're paying them in the rial. So if they're taking in dollars and paying rials out, when the price of the rial goes down by 50%, it's actually to the advantage of the government. I think they can probably survive for quite a while. The question really is how long they can survive, how tight these sanctions are going to be.
Do you think they're serious about threats to close the Straits of Hormuz, or is that just saber-rattling?
I think it's saber-rattling as much as some of the U.S. rhetoric is about all options being on the table and possibly going to war and all that. I think there's a lot of saber-rattling. I think that it's self-defeating to close the Strait of Hormuz. I think it's potentially a step toward war, which I don't think the Iranians really want to take at this point. But it is, I mean, you know, these are things that can be self-fulfilling, you know, unfortunately. When if Iran's back really is against the wall at some point and they cannot survive because, as you say, their expenses and not being able to sell the oil, I think it is potentially something that they could do.
Would it work? Some people say that it would only work for a fairly short time. It could be cleared very quickly.
I think it could be cleared pretty quickly, yes, but it would cause a lot of confusion. It would cause a lot of damage. It would cause, tankers could hit mines as they tried to pass through. The U.S. would have to, like during the Iran-Iraq war, probably escort tankers through the strait. It would be very expensive. The price of oil would go up dramatically if they did it. And if they want to, if they feel that they're being targeted and punished by the West, one way they can punish the West is to get the price of oil to go up at a time when the economies of the West are teetering, especially in Europe. And you know, oil at $200 a barrel, it may be a good punishment as far as the Iranians are concerned, even if that only lasts for a couple of months or a month or 2 weeks for it. But it's likely to last a lot longer than that, as there has to be continuous tanker escorts and so on and so forth.
We saw in the 2009 elections, or after the elections, that there is a very considerable and fairly militant opposition. It's been fairly savagely crushed since. But if the sanctions did bite, would it come back again?
That's a very difficult question to answer, and it would be pure speculation. I think that the sanctions, I mean, to use that word, bite, they are biting. I mean, when I was in Iran, you could definitely feel that these sanctions are affecting ordinary Iranians' lives. But so far, most Iranians aren't blaming their own government for the actions of the West or the actions of the United States. They're blaming the West for those actions. The opposition movement also, the majority of the people in the opposition in Iran actually support Iran's nuclear program, certainly not a nuclear weapons program, but they support a nuclear program. And so it's very difficult for them to come out and say, we should just give it up because the West tells us to. After they've years and years saying that the nuclear program is sacred and is part of our national national sovereignty and national interest. So at this point, I doubt that the sanctions will cause the people to rise up.
That's Iranian journalist and author Houman Majd.